And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 245. I'm Sias Lindenstein.
I'm Samantha Rund.
And this is the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. Today is an episode that we speak about consistency. Mm-hmm. I rant, per usual.
I rave.
Ranting, that could be our couple costume. Rant and rave,
yeah.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
We're gonna awesome. I rant about a thing that just got my panties in a bunch. Okay, today got upset me, and I rant about that. And then we talk about strategizing both for this show, for our own personal projects, and what we're gonna be doing, and maybe. If you're out there, you're a small business person, or you're trying to become an influencer, mm-hmm. you know, whether that's a historical influencer or a wellness influencer, maybe you'll learn some tips from here in this episode on how you could promote yourself and your business. Huh? How about that? Yeah. So I think it is another informative, educational, and humorous episode, if I don't say so myself.
And I do say so myself.
I am busy. I will have a haircut before next episode. That is my declaration. Because I did shave, and now I need to get the rest of the hair managed in order so that I can. Because as we speak about in here, the most important thing is to look hot. I think yeah. I said that.
Right, you air. Did. You said look hot. I said feel hot.
Feel hot? Fresh. Yeah.
Look and feel. Oh, you know what else? Actually, something interesting. We didn't get, we got to it just a teeny bit where you're talking about the length of something.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean it like that. That's actually wow. funny. And I'm pretty okay. sure you wouldn't have done this when you said it.
Yeah. Well.
Well, but I was talking about the length of a skirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. About.
Although, if you listen to the whole episode, you'll understand why Silas's mind
yeah.
was there. That was more recently alluded to. So that's pretty funny. Just like in terms of fashion, something I hadn't thought about before, I was brought up in one of these YouTubers I was following, was how much the cut of something matters, like the silhouette of it and the sturdiness of the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I purchase clothes in a whole new way now. I like having more reasons to say no to shit. I like having more reasons to say no to stuff because when I was younger, my reason was simply, do I have money on me?
Right.
You know, I went through a phase of just very clueless shopping, like, yes, this is fun. And now I'm very, I love to be stingy with purchasing.
So now you grab a garment and say, is this sturdy enough?
No. Okay. So sometimes the way that things feel on or look on you, the sturdiness of the fabric will impact how it looks, not just the cut and the color, but also the sturdiness of the fabric, the way that it lays on you, it'll be a little bit different. It's interesting. And, now in my old age, and after having been with child, you know, I'm not as much of a stick figure as I was before, where I could just put on anything and it was like fabulous. Now it's like, oh, actually, it probably wasn't then either. I just wasn't aware of.
I don't know why, but the phrase with child, been with right? child tickled me.
Mm-hmm.
With child.
Yes. With child while eating my persimmons.
She is with child.
Looking over the.
What's funny about that phrase with child is it's not like you're ever without the child, right? They say with child because it's in you.
Right.
But you still have the child when it's like you're still with child.
You say that in a way that when you said the child is in you.
Oh, is she with child? Yeah, she's a teacher.
Being
lots of children.
Being engorged.
I'm engorged.
Being
she's engorged balloon. With child. That should be what it is.
What?
Engorged with child.
That doesn't sound terrible at all.
No, it sounds wonderful. But you know what really sounds wonderful, Samantha? this episode. So I think everyone should sit back, relax, open their hearts and open their ear holes and listen to Black and a Half, episode number 245.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. Yes, this is Black and a Half, hosted by Silas Lindenstein and Samantha Rund.
Black and a Half.
Coordinated again today. I noticed not as
coordinated
as we were last time. Well, we're kind of like in the same sort of family of colors, like peach, red, orange. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, last time.
We were, oh, okay. You know, I'm not a, I don't know colors. Like, if people say, are you a winter? I'm like, I don't know what I am.
You know, I don't really.
I don't even know how to test for it. What colors?
I don't know.
Because I was also told rules. I was told there were rules about what to wear based on your skin tone, right?
Yeah.
Like, but I went by rules that I thought I looked like.
Yeah.
Well, because I thought I was blacker than I am. So I was going by those and they're like, oh no, you can wear that. I'm like, what? I've not been wearing that because I thought it would look bad. And then I think there's colors that apparently look good on me that I just don't like.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, like, you got to feel good in it, you know?
I don't have to feel nothing. I just need to look hot.
Okay, well, I think we're having a different conversation than Silas.
Doesn't matter how you feel.
I'd prefer to look hot and feel hot, not feverish.
Well, yeah, obvious.
And comfortable, right? But I don't know if this is my color or not. I felt like wearing it today. Sometimes, you know, it's easier for me to tell if it's in a photo. Or if I see a photo, maybe not day of, right? I'm looking at it later, just going back at my photos. I'm like, oh, that color really popped. Like, that really zhuzhed something. I need to remember that color. I'm going to call that one of my colors. We'll see.
Like, if you see a photo, you're like.
But, you know, I was watching all these fashion, but like, we were talking about this, what, months ago? Fashion, but just more like for this phase of life, this season of life, like how to not feel bleh. And just starting to notice the colors that, like, you feel like it pops a little bit. But I don't know if it's always accurate. I think sometimes it's really your mood, too. Yeah. This was...
Yesterday, Gretchen was going to go. She had to go down to a venue. And she needed to make sure that she needed to get some help, like make sure things are set up for like this upcoming event thing. Mm-hmm. She's like, I just gotta be nice and be like, and she was like joking how she'll be like kind of flirty. And like, she's like, so I'm dressed nice. And like, should I be wearing the, and I was like, no, you look nice. Yeah. She's like, cause she said like, I was like, is that a new skirt? And she's like, well, kind of like she has one just like it, but it was shorter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, should wear that one then, right? If you're going to look that, or I said, or wear a V-neck, you know, if you want to get the help, right? And then she goes and changes and just changes the skirt, which, by the way, I think the difference in inches was like two.
Yeah.
And not, I was like, that's a different one.
Oh, that's
she's funny. Like, yeah, the other one's way higher. I was like, it is not way higher. Different. And she said, when she sits down, and I'm like, you're not sitting down when you go there. You're just going to go. And when I said V-neck, I wasn't kidding. Like, if you're trying to get someone like in the gaze, if you're trying to get a male in the gaze and just do things that you want, it doesn't matter. The skirt's not what matters. You need to hypnotize them, right? And that's going to be upper.
Doesn't it depend on the guy, though? And it depends, too, what's going to make you feel more confident.
Sure. It depends on the guy. But also, it's like, if you're going to be throwing in a direction, like, look, I'm just showing you the direction that is 90% of people. To throw them out. Yeah, it might be the one person who has a foot fetish, but no, like, But she just can't get
it. So you just wear a V-neck with pictures, a V-neck with pictures of your feet on it, just to have all of your bases covered.
That covers, yes, that will cover everybody.
Just, you got it.
Based on my rewatch of the practice, everybody will get in that. Let me tell you, I came into this to record with a little hostility today, right now. And I was thinking about this. I'm a much angrier person than you about life, right? About a lot of things. Even AI says so. AI says, in describing what things we should put on for clips up, it said something, well, like when Samantha says something like this, or when you go on one of your rants, and I'm like, what are my rants? You're just reading the transcript, you jerk. No, don't. No, I'm just kidding. Not kidding. Don't judge me, Terminator. Look, but here, on my way in here, I was rushing. I lost track of time and I had to run to the grocery store before I got here. And so I was in a rush and I go to get the bags out and one of them broke. Right. Oh. But the reason why it partly broke is what makes me upset. Somewhere in the last month, Fred Meyer grocery store calling you out has switched from bags with handles to paper bags with no handles. And I swear they're just trying to make me mad. Like, how you've had handles for so long that it's an expectation.
So you get, because if you're getting less,
I should get it.
If you get less bag,
yeah.
For, like, you know what? Talking about Seinfeld, this would have been a great Seinfeld episode too. I could see them having a whole thing about like being at the register with the bag. What the bag? It's, I can't do an impression now. You know,
look,
I could pay 2 cents less.
Okay, it is. This is purposeful. Bags from when they started the bag ban on paper bag or plastic bags.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, it was no plastic bags, but then also was
no plastic. Bags. Oh,
and you pay for
bags. Yes. Now then it's like, okay, we'll charge you for a bag.
Yeah.
Right. And it was like 5 cents and they're up to like 8 or 9 now.
And then some places they still do have, well, I guess, I don't know, plastic looking bags.
Well, they try. I think those people just like slip it in. I don't think they're supposed to, but then bags shrunk.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone else noticed, like the AMC popcorn bins. They shrunk. Okay. And now they've taken away the handles. The bags are getting smaller and smaller and they're charging you more. And if you don't think this is not strategic, I got a bridge to sell you. Okay. That's what I'm saying. But anyway, I split the bags. I busted my groceries all over the kitchen.
That sucks. Well,
after like actually kind of broke in the car and then
were they breakable things in there?
I couldn't carry them in. I had to go one at a time because I couldn't, I had no handle. The handle was the thing. Now they might actually get me to bring my own darn bags.
You know, what's annoying is like, I have too many reusable bags, but I often just still get paper bags depending on the store. You're like, of course you do. No, I'll still get paper bags though, 'cause I like to use the paper bags for recycling.
Oh yeah, me too. Also, right? No, I was chuckling because I have like 26 reusable bags that we're supposed to be using, and I don't remember to bring them. If I remember to bring them, they stay in the car.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna go out there to save originally to save a nickel. No, now to save 8 or 9 cents when they don't even have pennies anymore, and they don't want you to ask for change.
I think that's so strange. Do you think that the value of a penny for anybody who's kept them is going to go up in time? And then people might be collecting them when they're old, you know, just like a lot of older people like to collect things from when they were little, you know, like if I keep some,
I far sell
them distance, when I'm 100. Huh?
In a far distance, I think they will be.
Yeah. Keep those pennies.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll, you'll make enough, if they'll be worth enough. If the earth survives long enough, I don't know that the storage of them is going to be worth it.
If the earth survives long enough, I know it's
Well, not the earth, the United States in particular, I guess. Earth will survive. Earth will go on. Life will go on. A forms of life. Look, crazy. I'm just glad we've watched all these movies for I believe my obsession with apocalyptic movies is going to pay off.
How though?
Because I got all the knowledge. I know what to do in an apocalyptic world.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, like how to like make weapons.
Yeah.
How to fasten weapons together out of
wooden one on?
Oh, well, I got yet. I don't need to.
I probably shouldn't say this. I don't want to give anybody thoughts of being a psycho. I wouldn't want a psycho listening to our website to get an idea.
Right.
I had a thought when we were at Pike Place Market with a friend that was here visiting last week. Wonderful time. But I had a moment where I saw somebody and I saw something and my mind immediately went to this thing. And I said to her, hey, did you think that too? And I asked her husband, hey, did you think that too? And neither one of them had. And I'm like, I think I've seen too many Jason Bourne movies because, or just like Kung Fu, whatever. Sort of
like, did you have a thought of you doing something or that they were going to do something?
Now I'm being too vague. Somebody had something on them that very easily could have turned into a weapon. And I was like, that is horrifying. I kind of wanted to tell them, hey, be careful. Somebody might blah, blah, blah. But I didn't want to freak them out by me then saying that, nor give anybody the idea.
The weapon holder?
You didn't want to freak the weapon holder out? It was not a weapon, but it very easily could have been.
But I mean, you thought of saying that to the person that could have used it as a weapon?
Yeah. To the person who had it on them to tell them to be careful. Yeah. Like, don't just leave that on you like that. Anybody could just like get it real quick and then too many
spy movies. So like in the action movie where you grab their like you grab the flower off of their vest and poke it in their eye or something, right?
Yeah, like but less like Three Stooges and more.
Hey, flowers have thorns.
That's true. No, I'm not saying you're not wrong. I was imagining the most innocuous. Is that the most delicate?
Innocuous flower. Yeah. I had a friend who, Beth, she's in Louisiana. No, Louisville. It started with an L, Louisville. She always imagines when she goes into a room what she would do in case of werewolf attack. Like every meeting she goes into, she imagines like, okay, so a werewolf came in through the door. What would I do right now to save myself? That's just where her mind goes. So like the Jason Bourne thing, but that's just her, like her, almost her hobby is in case a werewolf attack, what would I do right now?
Yeah.
But no, it sounds, look, as a neurodivergent person, it makes total sense to me why you would have one idea in your head and place it everywhere you go. That sounds
perfect. Yeah, I mean, like in terms of an attack, like that makes sense. It was just the werewolf part that was like, but have you ever seen a real werewolf in real life? That's all. That's why it's interesting.
Well, right. But like, but you got to be prepared in case of a werewolf attack.
Oh boy. Yeah. What if he just,
I think like a werewolf would cover a few different things, possibly.
Were cats?
Like a dog, a wild dog, a lion.
Yeah. I just always have a little bit of jerky on me and a tranquilizer dart. You just never know. It's probably just solid because
I know what?
Maybe they're hangry. You're going to try nonviolence first. Give them a snack.
I could see that. I could see that in a movie, though, like where someone always carries this stuff around, like a tranquilizer dart and a jerky. And it comes in the last 10 minutes is when they finally use it.
Accidentally, right? On themselves.
Because, right? Well,
it depends if it was a comedy or serious one. Yeah. Right. It's like the smoking gun thing or whatever. Right.
And someone's like, if only we had some jerky. Yeah. Well, actually, my kids just discovered Slim Jims, by the way. Jerky makes me think of them. They've seen commercials for Slim Jims for a long time on wrestling, mm-hmm. but the Santa brought Slim Jims for their stocking this year. And so they actually tried them. They were like nervous, very nervous. Is this spicy? How spicy? Is this spicy, Daddy? That's cool. I'm like, no, it's a Slim Jim. It's not, unless it's a spicy. They're very nervous about how spicy it would be. It turned out it was fine. Now they love them. They're like, this is great. And like, yes, that is what 3,000 milligrams of sodium is like. Please enjoy. Yeah.
how much are you even supposed to have in a day? I don't know. Oh my gosh. I started watching this YouTube guy, Bobby something. He has like Bobby approved. He has a free app, Bobby approved. He talks about all this nutrition stuff. And then there's an app where you can like, I haven't used it. I
downloaded Bobby, it. Bobby approved?
Yeah.
Like no. Bobby, B-O-B-B. Why? Or Bobby.
Oh, Bobby, a man's name.
Yeah. Like, okay. Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can like, if you're not sure of a snack or whatever at the grocery store or whatever, you can scan it in there. And then it's supposed to tell you what, if it's Bobby approved or if it's unhealthy, I think it'll like tell you what is unhealthy about it. Like I had no idea that vegetable oils are not good for like vegetable oils in almost everything. So clearly I'm not going to be following it to a T, but it is kind of cool to think about what you didn't know. You're like, what
is this, a seed oil guy?
Maybe what's wrong?
Is this an anti-seed oil guy? Because that's a whole thing.
Is that a whole thing?
There's people that have let this thing against and said, if it's seed oil, it's bad.
Yeah. And like, do you know why, though?
No.
Do you know why they say that?
Why?
I think because it's ultra processed and your body doesn't digest it as well as like olive oil or avocado oil or something that hasn't been super, super processed. I mean, generally, the less processed stuff we can eat, the better, right?
Yeah.
Generally.
It's from the nutrition, I think nutrition experts that studied this, they kind of just say, well, yeah, you just don't, you shouldn't have a lot of oil.
Yeah, it's
just try not to have a lot of oil. But that actually, yeah. The difference between seed oil and non-seed oil is like, just don't eat a lot of,
well, yeah,
just don't overeat sugar.
It sounds like, because it generally likes trying to stay away from ultra processed stuff. Like I'm like, hey, that's something you can do if you have the bandwidth for it, right? Bandwidth and the budget, yeah. Actually. But I found like, it.
Yeah. Well, the good for you thing though, like is like, well, yeah, basically you should just eat out of the produce section. Really. But everything else is probably not good.
Well, I mean, you do need
to. It's more about how bad is it for you, right?
I guess. I mean, you know what? I think it is how processed is it? How processed is it? That's probably a question one can ask.
Well, yeah, but I think it's more, I think we get caught up in how processed is something. Is it processed rather than why it is processed? Why is it processed? How did it get this way? Why? What did we need to do? Because some stuff you have to process to make
it. But is it over-processed?
What's that? Like what's that? I think that's like I think that's a wellness. That's a wellness jargon. Not jargon. It's a different thing.
I don't know enough on it to speak on it.
Right? I watch a lot of wellness scammers. So that's why I'm.
Oh, okay.
I've investigated this wellness industry scams.
Well, I feel like there's a mix. There's probably a mix of it in, but I mean, I think there's, you know, this is me thinking, is it worth talking about this? If I'm like, this is my understanding, but I don't have like scientific evidence right now in front of me. But I mean, you know, the difference between like people and, you know, if they're going to go to France or whatever and eat whatever versus like coming here, mm-hmm. like the difference in the quality of food and how much things have been processed, that like some things have to be processed, but things can be over processed.
Yes. I mean, like Fruit Loops is
right.
Pretty.
Exactly. Instagram,
right? But or the like thing
even
is,
bread. I didn't realize about bread. That was something where I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Well, bread's an inflammatory, I mean, by nature of it. So I guess it's the thing is like, so this is what wellness influencers that are scammers do. They'll go into the store with a video camera and go, look, this has the same, this food has the same ingredient as a tire.
Oh, you talked about that one before. Yeah.
And it's like, that's because they put food in the tire. It's not because they put tire into food.
Yeah.
Right. It's because, but that's what they do with the, when they try to claim things are ultra processed, is they do stuff like that. Like peaches and peach in, we get like little jar, not jars, but like those little containers of fruit, you know, and some are, some have corn syrup and some just have water or syrup. Maybe it's not corn syrup or maybe, I don't know, but like, the ones in water are probably better than the other one. But if you look at the, it's not that many more ingredients.
Well,
like that matter. There's some ingredients in those that don't matter at all. Like, what is it? It's a thick xanthan gum. These influencers will do that. Be like, well, it's got xanthan gum. Who's ever heard of that? And I'm like, well, anyone with a degree? Like, xanthan gum, chefs use it. Like, it's a thicker. Wow. Like, it's a thicker.
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of the videos to, like, really speak on it. Just to say, I didn't get that impression from this person. And I liked that they told you why it wasn't healthy and what a healthier alternative would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't trust anyone selling anything anymore.
Well, unless if they're selling houses.
Well, yeah, that's always honest. You know what? I got called out on yesterday by a computer. I got called out by a computer.
Yeah.
When it said, when I'm working on something and it said, well, Silas, you have a like, that I'm someone who hates expertise posturing, even while being an expert in the field.
Interesting.
Like, that I hate expert posturing. I hate myself to try to come across like some expert, even if I am actually an expert in that field. Like, I hate it. Like, I get so worried about coming across like this, that I avoid, I don't want people to think I'm an expert. And I try to be like, I'm just casual. I just relax. But I actually know a lot about this. I just don't want to. Yeah. Like, but it's only about things that make money, right? It's not about things. I'm a big expert in things that don't make me money. I'm happy to tell you about that. But the things that would actually get me business, I back off of. And I'm like shy about. No. Oh, could I be successful if I tell you about this? Well, I better stop.
Man. That's interesting. Clearly seems to be tied in with your hate of people selling you things, but there's something.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. The expert.
Oh God, please stop selling me.
Things. Like, have you ever thought, like, are there any helpful experts? Maybe. Yeah. Helpful. Are there any helpful experts that you like?
Oh yeah. That's, I told you, PhD Jessica something.
Dr. Yeah. Jessica. Oh, right.
You know, it's one of the reasons I know people have a big distrust of government. Why I do like some government things is that, like, people is like, they're getting paid regardless if I listen to them or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't actually have this ulterior motive. Like, unless you go into the idea that they're scamming you because they're somehow getting millions of dollars secretly. They don't have that. That's why government should be in charge of some things, because they don't have a reason to try to rip you off.
Mm.
I think that. I like teachers a lot because teachers are underpaid and they're giving these this teaching and this advice, things that they've learned because of the pure love of educating people. I trust teachers a lot. And I think that's why I want to do in real estate, in acting, whatever. I like coming from a education standpoint. Mm-hmm. Forward. And I think most people do trust educators.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people, some of these, and these scammers will try to come across as like, I'm a nutrition educator.
Yeah. I think some of them, but I think not all of them.
Like a flat earther activist, if they just said, I'm an earth educator, like, people would trust them more. educator has a trust. Like,
I think, yeah, but especially for people who liked their teachers growing up.
I'm trying to think, like, why would you not like your teacher? Like, because
Some people didn't have good experiences with school or their teachers, but I feel like, you know,
especially if they were homeschooled.
But like, I loved my teachers, and my mom was a teacher, and I love to teach too. So yeah, I have a sort of natural bias in favor of teachers.
I'm trying to think if I know anybody who, the only people I can think of that did not like their teachers, they weren't good students.
And most people do have like at least one teacher that they remember fondly.
That got them.
Yeah.
That got me.
Yeah.
And I have a family of teachers too, I guess. I'm a little biased in that, mm-hmm. that area for sure. And also, like, it doesn't help if your parents were like anti-teacher or like your anti-education or
right.
just did not want you to, thinking you were sending you to school and also telling you, look, don't listen to everything they say. They don't know
right.
some stuff they do not understand. Don't get those liberal ideas in your head. Okay.
Don't say the L word.
Do not say that.
Oh, and could you imagine if they came out with the L word now that Netflix, was it on Netflix? I forget. It would be a totally different
Showtime.
Totally different show now.
I know it was Showtime because it was the one I didn't have.
Oh, okay.
We had HBO and Cinemax. Did not have Showtime. My gosh. I posted a little video earlier today.
I didn't see it yet.
That
I don't think.
A little real. Talking about consistency. Because what I mentioned in the reel was how, like, I just left the gym, and the gym is already on, we're recording this on January 22nd, right? Already the gym is a lot more light than it was January 2nd.
Yeah.
Right. Because we all know New Year's resolutions, people, I'm going to do it. And they stop real quick. And I was saying, like, and I feel like I am inconsistent with a lot of things I don't have the consistency that I wish I had. And I know I'd be more successful in a lot of things if I was more consistent, partly because that's what everyone tells you. And I believe them. I believe that that's true, because when I am consistent about stuff, I'm a little more successful. And I've been down on myself a bit because I had not been to the gym like I was pre-family surgery, right? I was going easily 3 days a week, mm-hmm. at least 2-3, but I was also doing soccer, so I didn't feel bad about 2, right? But I've been down, you know, I've been going this week, I've gone twice this week. Last week, I went 4 times. But before that, I'd been going like once a week for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm feeling bad about that because I'd gotten in such good shape. I was like, so getting so strong and everything.
You're eating all those oils. It didn't even matter. Sliding right off you.
Yeah. But then I was like, you know, my app tells me I am now at 107 weeks of going to the gym / working out. Some of those weeks have been at home, like probably like 3 or 4 of those weeks I was at home. That I had to get it done. But that is consistency. That is like, it doesn't matter. At some point this week, I'm going to do it. And I think about, like, if I just managed to do that over the last 107 weeks to other things, to podcasting, to buyer education, to making video, a short video, just being something I got taught recently was how, like, the algorithms for social media and everything, they don't care as much about how much content you're producing, but that you're consistently producing.
Oh, okay.
So it's better to put out one video every Tuesday for 8 weeks than it is to put out one video a day for 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
You'll show up more doing, you'll start showing up more if you're consistently every Tuesday dropping a video. Like, and then that's more important. The consistency is more important. And I get so caught up on other things than like the what quality. I get upset about the quality. And I think it all boils down to quality. Like, I feel like or questioning the value. Like, I think it should be, I don't want to put stuff that's low value out. And not that I should be, but.
No, I get it. Cause, yeah.
No, go ahead.
I get it. I'm taking deep breaths, you know, because it's like, whoo, let's take a breath. Okay. Because part of it, what you're saying about consistency, it's also, I know you said you feel like you do better at it if you apply that consistency to other areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the difficulty is in choosing which areas of your life, because we can't do it for everything. Like, we're not machines, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you show up consistently for your family. You know, that's super important, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you have been showing up consistently for the gym, and you've been doing other things as well. So I wonder, and I wonder for myself too, it's like, okay, how many things can I actually show up consistently for right now in this season of life? That term is getting old for me, but it's still working, right? Like, in this, I need to like say it in another language or something. I don't know. But how many things can I actually really show up consistently for right now? And I'd love to do more of them, but I noticed like it's gone for me. It's kind of just been like three things lately. I had four that I was doing for a while, but now it's like come back down. Well, really, actually, there actually are. If I think of like smaller little things, I'm like, oh, I have consistently been like, I consistently read for a few minutes in the morning. Like, I consistently drink my water. I consistently, you know, I do my parenting, obviously, first and foremost. I consistently, you know, there are several different things. And then certain changes of like, I want to reduce, carbs, and like I want to eat those processed foods, which is like, that's like, I want to meal prep more. That's going to come and go a bit. No, I shouldn't say I'm going to do it, but I will do it imperfectly. I will just move the needle a little bit, and some weeks are easier than others. But for social media, I'm on that consistency journey as well, and it's frustrating how much of my mind goes to it on a daily basis. I don't know if that happens for you, but then I remind myself, I'm like, oh, I'm building the muscle. It's going to get easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I've done, what have I done? Like 14 or 15 days consistently so far. And they're not, you know, some videos I like better than others, but whatever. I'm like, I'm doing the consistency thing.
You put up a video for 14 days?
Yeah. Just on TikTok and Instagram. I mean, they're short. They're like 10 seconds, you know, and some of them I do really like, but in my mind, I would have been posting different things, but I'm just like, okay, what can I actually do today? Like, and then I've been doing yoga consistently, which some days I really, really don't feel like it, but I'm like, I just need to show up to the mat. And I think today is going to be like day 58 in a row.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you. But it's yoga with Adrienne. She's on YouTube. She's amazing. Hey, if you're doing this, which I know you aren't, you're awesome. And it's funny because I love the blend that she has of, she really knows what she's talking about. And she says things, which I feel like I'm multitasking in a very Zen way. Multitasking, like she'll say some things that are like a little philosophical, or it's like, oh, I could apply this. I'm not only just thinking of the movement. So it's a very useful, like, restorative time. But then also she'll do something quirky every now and again, where she'll just randomly say like one little part of, you know, little tune or something. And I'm like, oh, that seems like she used to do theater. You know, I was just noticing. And then that came out in one of her little asides. And I was like, I was right. I like that I picked that up from her. But anyway, I mean, I can notice certain changes in my body. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm a little bit less stiffer. Oh, when I did that move like that, I turn a little bit better. But still, like, touching my toes on any day is not. It's interesting where we hold our tension. Like, some parts I'm quite flexible. Other parts I'm like, oh, I'm still really tense. And I don't know if that's ever going to get easier.
Right.
I still am going to show up every day. And I hope I can show up every day. Like, I hope I can just do this forever. But
like yoga?
I really hope I can. Yeah.
Can you say that? Okay.
Yeah. I hope so. I mean, obviously our podcast too, Silas, we're going to be doing this when we're 100. So get ready.
Well, I think the hard, well, what I was reading today or yesterday, my conversation the last couple of days with assistant here was burnout is real easy. And so that's the danger of the putting the pressure on yourself for every day. Like, it's a red flag where, so the idea of getting a consistent, and I've now built out, I have a potential schedule.
That's great.
For the show, like when I do the full, when the full show comes out, when the full show of the home buying contest comes out, when during the week do I drop the snippet, like a snippet from it? You know, when does that come out? Reusing content. One thing I've been like, you know, I get the paralysis of choice. And I'm always been like, one thing I was like, I have all these different brands and ideas. Like, so what, which one do I put on this? What's the best? And finally I learned to ask, what is the best practice of this?
Yeah.
What should I be doing? And I've got it narrowed down that to understanding the difference in spaces and how people see it, and realizing what I need to do is just divide the things. I have my real estate channel is my promise to the world, to the YouTubers, that this is a space that I will talk about real estate. Whether I'm going to educate, I'm going to know on. And that's what the overwhelming thing is. And I have some tests to check whether it should go there. Then I'm like, well, what should go on my personal channels? What about my movie reviews?
Yeah.
And one thing is understanding that my movie reviews are not truly analytical criticisms of these movies. The promise, my movie reviews more reflect my personality, yeah, and that you're watching a movie with me, what it's, yeah, like. So that really belongs on my personal page. Hmm. Even though it is this, you're watching a movie, it's the promise of YouTube is that you're going to come and hear about me doing all sorts of things, whether it is not a full episode of Black and a Half on that page, but the 90-second clip, you know, or the one little section that is good that can go, that people can watch and discover my personality there, or see what is he talking about now? What is he ranting about today? I can put that on there. Even if I do like some coaching advice, like I could put that on there. And that's especially if it reflects my personality, because if I do want to start teaching coaching, like soccer coaching, the channel should fulfill that promise. Huh. Right. It should be the promise that here you're going to come and get soccer tips. It's not just to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, if the video more reflects my personality, it needs to go on to my personal channel. And not to say I could put a real estate thing on my personal channel, but it's like a me explaining the difference between mortgages,
yeah,
is probably not an appropriate use for my personal channel because it doesn't reflect my personality unless I'm doing a comedic bit about it, right? If I'm, you know, and that's where it can blend. If I am doing sort of a comedic bit about real estate, I guess I might be able to put it on my real estate channel as a little side, right?
Well, yeah, like that's very, very well thought out. I Mine isn't as well thought out for sure. Cause I'm just like, okay, the consistency bit for me, small little bites. But one thing that has, in order to do that consistency, I'm like, oh, I probably have to show like some things that aren't just me educating, which is weird, but also I kind of feel like I'm figuring it out a bit publicly what works and what doesn't.
Well, we all are. Yeah.
I don't really like that, but I'm also like, oh, that's the only way I'm going to get better at it is I have to freaking allow myself
being vulnerable. And also
just seeing that, like, if I think of who is it that I would pick? Like, I pick the person whose personality I like better. If, as long as I see, like, you know, I can see their credentials, like, oh, okay, you actually have a license, or, oh, okay, you're actually with a reputable brand, or blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, do I like this person? Do I want to spend time with them?
Yeah.
I have personality... an idea for one today that's like weird, but I'm like, I kind of want to do it, but I don't know. Anyway. It froze for a minute. Is that just on? It totally
will
froze.
Come out no matter what.
Well, now, totally froze now. Now I see you.
Let me just open the door because that usually unstables me a little. So, like, do you have two Instagrams?
Yeah, I don't really use my other one because I used to use my other one when I was acting and I put acting stuff on there. And since I haven't acted in so long, it's just there not doing anything.
Okay, so it's not a real estate one, right?
No, I mean, the real estate one is the one I'm posting on now.
So is that your
one?
Wait, so how many do you have? Do you have two?
I have my Samantha Sell Seattle, my real estate one. And then I have my Samantha Run that I was using for like acting and like artistic stuff. I haven't really posted on my acting one in years.
Okay.
So that was my acting comedy, one. I haven't posted there for ages.
Okay. It's fine if you just have one. That's fine. If yours has been acting and entertainment, always just keep that for acting and entertainment.
Yeah.
If you want to grow that. The one you want to grow then is the Samantha Celsius, right?
Yeah.
So you should post on it daily about your personality.
Yeah.
That is where almost everything's going to go, right? I mean, you don't do other things. What do you do? I mean,
no, I'm trying to follow you.
What kind of videos do you do?
It's like a mix of stuff. It's a mix of stuff. Like in the beginning, I wanted it to just be like house tours and educational content. But then, I would make such a production out of some of that stuff. I wasn't able to do it consistently. So one of the lenders I was mentioning that I work with, she is a social media coach. And she was telling me, she's like, Samantha, just post something every day. Like, don't even worry about it. And if you are too busy and you don't have the bandwidth to be on camera, she's like, you don't have to show your face. She's like, it's just important you do something every day. So I was like, okay, I will commit to this challenge. So it's a bit of a hodgepodge. I will get another house up there soon, but I think it's, someplace cool. We went to Pike Place Market when my friend was here, some of that, like, a library that I liked, a play center I liked, some of it's like stuff around here, like come and see this, or some food that, some restaurants. Yeah. And so I guess it's a mix of places around the Seattle metro and then homes when I see homes and educational stuff. The one today that I'm thinking of doing, should I tell you? It's not educational at all. It's more just ridiculous. It's a sort of, I'll tell you,
yeah.
I'll test run it here. I'm like, okay, let me just batch film a few things, right? Like,
yes,
I'm going to film a couple of things. And then I know I'm only going to use like a 5-second video, like, cause I'm not in the making a production phase right now. So I had a thought and I had a bigger production I wanted to do with, I thought was so funny. So, I've been reading A Court of Thorns and Roses. This is a book that you should only half admit that you're reading. It's wildly popular. there are parts of it that are very spicy that I would not like be like, I'm reading this, but it's very well written and it's very interesting, I think. And it occurred to me that it's funny to me reading it. It's like, you know, you're a real estate agent when you read this and you just think like, oh my God, I need to see MA, you know, because instead of, it's like a six. They're talking about the size of certain things.
Oh, okay.
And like, I was just thinking like, what's the square footage of this home? Like, what if I listed that house? You know? And so I thought it would just be funny to have just like a little short video of like me reading the book and like, you know, did this book make you think something weird? Like, I know I was thinking blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, you're eight when, just kind of silly, but I had a whole little sketch I was going to do about it where I was going to make it. So yeah, naturally our acting backgrounds where I was going to make it like I was reading it. And then I stopped, put the book down. I got all dolled up and then I get my phone and I'm like, I need to speak to Ryzen or Rise, whatever his name is. I need blah, 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 the night court, whatever. I'm not remembering the names right now. And then, and you know, you think I'm going to proposition him, but it's really just like, I need to come over and give you a CMA. Like I need to see. And I just thought it'd be really funny, but that idea got truncated down to this tiny manageable thing that I can actually post while parenting.
Yeah.
So.
I think with one thing you could definitely do that I'm going to be, that you can steal from what I'm stealing from is of just taking like a talk to the camera about a topic, whatever, go as long as you can. And then you end up just using clips from that reuse. You use those twice a week. So that way you did it once and then you just take little chunks of that every, you know, twice a week. And the other things can be about like whatever you go to that day. Like, oh, I love coffee. This is my favorite coffee. I love coffee. I love a cappuccino. I don't know what coffees are, so I shouldn't improv that. I don't even know the name of a
latte. A cappuccino is it? Oh, a cafe. That's hilarious.
Whatever.
Yeah, that was if I'm going out and about and I'm showing stuff, I still feel like that's valuable because it's like, hey, this is something in the community, you know. But
oh yeah, no, I like your little Pike's Place stuff that you did.
Oh, thank you. And it was so fun to see her that it was just, and I told her, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I do need to make sure I do some work because I'm doing this challenge. So like, I've got to take a few videos. And after that, like, I don't have to think about it. She was totally game. And that was fun. This book idea though, I'm like, I don't know. I think it's funny, but it also could be like.
As long as you think it's funny, look, just do it.
It's a little inappropriate. Quick. But I think people who also read the book would think it was funny. And also maybe they can tell me what to read next. Cause I'm on book five or something. And I'm telling you, I don't remember the names. It's just because I'm on the spot right now.
You just want to show your personality. That's why. So on my personal pages, which are my main draw, I will be putting, I'm going to have a backload of 90 second clips, 30 to 90 second clips from this show. Of us chatting, right? I mean, you could do that.
Oh, well.
Right?
Yeah.
Just take a clip, put it up. You know? I gave you access to the clip thing. I'll send it to you again. Take one of the clips we make, put it up there. That's one of your videos. Right?
And then the one of
you talking more.
One of me ranting.
Yeah.
And then that's
you. That's your personality.
And then you just put that on your personal page.
Twice.
Just for fun on your personal page, or like your.
That's where most people are gonna. Most people you know are gonna find you there.
And then they'll want to do real estate with you, or just like in general.
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, that's how I've done it all. I've never tried.
Well, geez, I'd almost rather just have a personal page and not worry about a real estate page. Because on my personal page, I don't care what I do.
Well, your personal page, if your only page is this business one, that's your page. That's just your page.
Oh, no, I have two, right? I have, but one was just an actor one.
Right. And so if you want to keep that as just acting, but if it has a bunch of followers on it already,
I don't think I have a bunch of anything because I was not paying attention to either.
Whatever has them, I guess if one has 100, then start regular posting on there. Wait, I have your, why am I even asking? I have you.
No, I have like 100 on my actor one, I think. And I've got, oh, would you look at that? Did some of my hard work actually pay off? Wait a second. When did this happen?
Wait, I'm viral.
No, I'm not. Definitely not. No, I think I actually have more on my real estate page now. But either way, it's still not a lot of people. I mean.
Well, first off,
you have 650 I have more followers. On my acting page.
Huh?
I do have more on my acting page, but I've also done like way more posts on there and have way more interesting stuff on there.
Right. Okay. So this is what you could do. Absolutely everything goes on your personal page. This is my formula. Everything's going on my personal Instagram. Everything I do. There's going to be a clip. Twice a week, a real estate only thing is going on my real estate one now. Whether it's Tuesday, Thursday, whatever I decide it's going to be, twice a week will go on there. I'm not going to worry about that one. But twice a week, I will repurpose and I'll put it up there, something I used a couple weeks ago about real estate. That's why I think it's important just to talk into a camera about real estate.
Well,
just talking to a camera and then you'll have a lot of clip, but just pick a topic. I talked to you about doing the home buying class. Here we are. I'm live doing my real estate coaching. So if you want a real estate coach, folks, be sure to hit up Silas.
Oh my gosh, I know. And here I but here I am having this like, oh no, I was doing my consistency thing on there. And now I feel like I have to rethink everything.
No, you don't. It's just about where you're putting the stuff and the time. And just don't, the fact that you're doing it every day is great, but also you don't want a red flag hurt yourself, right? Again, I don't want to mess with your challenge. How long is your challenge?
Oh, forever.
Oh, it's forever? That's not a challenge. That's a lifestyle.
I shouldn't say it's forever, but I mean, I suppose until I get like super busy with like, you know, clients.
Yeah.
Right? But it would just be good because it's not like I'm doing a lot of like, I'm not doing postcards and stuff right now. So it's.
Right. It's free. You should do it anyway. So make your Seattle one really focused, your real estate one very focused on real estate. Just do the real estate ones twice there. And that doesn't mean, I think your Pike's Place thing, that's fine. That's real estate.
Yeah, because it's very Seattle, right? It's like neighborhood-y. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, neighborhood, education, that kind of stuff. And then whatever else, if you want to talk about the movie you saw, put it on your personal Instagram. Just rant about it. Put it on there. 60 seconds about that movie you saw and what your feelings or like, yeah. And then it's just the consistency of it. It's your personal space. It'll be there and you can put that on your TikTok. A little different. Those are a little different, but
your other one is just, let me look up your other one.
My other what?
Your, let me look you up. I looked at,
well, okay. I just started that. I'm trying to relog into my,
Lindenstein. Is that that's your personal one? For your Instagram. Is that the one you're?
Silas Laughs is my personal one. Yeah. And then Silas Gets Real is my real estate, which I'm trying to get logged back into.
Oh.
And it won't. It's so funny. But I probably need
to put it on. Sorry. You can only post it on one. Right.
You can switch between two.
Oh no, sorry. I just mean like, for example, the Pike thing, right? Obviously that was a real estate one.
Yeah.
But also it was a friend, like it's a friend, like my actual friend. So I could have put it on either, but you shouldn't. Yeah. But you can't put it on both.
You can just put it on different times.
Wait, you actually can?
The next week, just put it on the other one. Yeah.
Oh. That'll be easy. That's interesting.
Yeah. I can't get Instagram to send me my code. If anyone has had this experience that can help me, how do we get my code to log in? Kills me. It's not even asking me for a password. It just keeps saying like, oh, well, use this code. We've sent it to your email. And I'm like, no, you haven't. I'm looking at my email. I keep looking and you're not sending it. Yes, people, I'm looking in the spam. I'm not a noob.
I'm so curious. Now what am I going to do? Yeah. I know.
I gave you too much info.
No, it was actually good. I'm just marinating now. I'm like, huh. Yeah, I'm just
part of it's just don't worry about it as much as you are. I know you're worrying about it too much because I'm married to your white version.
Yeah. Thank you for saying I'm black. But
you're welcome. It's the time that I don't mind when people like sometimes when people like say something racist to me, I'm like, aw. At least they're acknowledging I'm black.
Yeah, right. It's like, aw, pigmentation. I don't know. I am getting in my head of it because I'm just like, okay, I've committed to do one a day on there. And then it's like what you said, I could just do one a day on the other one and then do every other day on
this. That's going to bring you joy. And I mean, you have 6 times the followers, so it wouldn't be a bad idea.
That's true. I do.
Because you also never, I know you might say a bunch of those people are in LA, but you never know who's moving. You never know who has a friend up here.
But then on TikTok, I only think I have the one on TikTok, so it doesn't matter.
And that's TikTok. What I've learned about that is you don't have to have one thing on TikTok. They care more about the individual video than they do there. That can just be you. That's just you. That could be you, real estate, whatever you want to put up. It cares about the individual video performance. You don't have to be like, oh no, I'm a carpenter, and that's the only thing I can talk about on here is carpentry. TikTok's very like, oh, sure, you did all carpentry videos, but then this one you did about eating celery is amazing. And it's going to show everybody.
You know what I kind of like to do also, but I feel against it ethically. In terms of fun wise, I'd like to do it. I love selling stuff. Like things that I like to tell everybody about it. Do you know what I mean? So I think it'd be so fun to sell stuff on TikTok and make funny videos about selling stuff. But I don't want people to put more stuff into the landfills, and I'm worried about our environment, and I don't want their money. So that's where I feel like, do you get what I'm saying?
But you like selling stuff, but you don't want people to buy things.
Like, I would only want them to buy. I like telling people about things that I enjoy, right? That, yeah. I think that they could get something out of, but I only want them to get it if they need it. I don't want it to be waste. I don't want it to be clutter.
Right.
So that's where it's.
Then only recommend things you think they'll keep. Right.
I guess.
If you think it's worth keeping, yeah. It won't end up in a landfill.
Yeah. Man, now I do have a lot of ideas swirling in my head because I could just make a TikTok channel. I thought it'd be really funny to do ridiculous character because I always want to do a ridiculous character, but like while selling something, and that would be fun.
Do it. Yeah.
And that's where it's like the bandwidth of consistency. Like how many of these can I actually?
But don't worry about doing that exact same thing every time. It doesn't have to be that every time.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So somebody that we both know.
Okay.
She could not remember the Samantha Cell Seattle. And she's like, you know, the name of your station, Samantha Cell. I don't know if I can swear on this, right? So Samantha Cells. And I was like,
yeah.
I'm like, that would actually be a really hilarious title for if I was going to do that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if I can spell that out there on it.
Yeah.
Be pretty funny. It's catchy. And then actually, then the joke is that it's clutter, but I don't want to contribute to that. I just need to do Saturday Night Live sketches, you know, all the funny without any worries about what it's going to do. It's just like an ephemeral thing, you know.
But then people are going to buy photographs of you and buy your books, and that could be on clutter when the action figures.
I love this idea now. Now I do need an action figure.
I forget who it is, but some comics have talked about being like in a looking in the used CD bin, mm-hmm. and finding their CD.
Oh.
Like for a dollar. And I thought that was hilarious. Because what I would have done is I would have bought it and then resold it at the next show for $20. You're like, this is cheaper than me making one. So
yeah.
Or to use $10. I'll sell it for $10. It's in the dollar bin. I like that. Oh gosh. Well, we're out of time here, Samantha.
Oh boy. And I have figured everything out.
You have?
No. I just have so many ideas. It's good to be excited about doing things. It's harder to choose the things to do.
We are marking this as January, right? January 2026. We are going to be consistent this year. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to be in a very different place January 2027.
Still in the Seattle area.
Still in the same place.
As free people with their liberty.
As free.
I'm very careful about the things that I say.
As free persons. Yes. We'll be here, but in a better place.
Yes.
We're just consistent with it. Yes. It'll have fruits will come out.
Delectable fruits. Figs, grapes.
Bananas. I'm trying to get a call back. And I'm like, well, I forgot.
I was going
to
say persimmons, and then I couldn't remember what exactly that is. That a fruit? I've heard the name.
It's a fruit.
Oh, good. I should have said it right away. The pause just made it more.
I think it's a fruit. Now you're clowning me questioning. It's a
pomegranate.
Persimmon. That, you know what? That's what I was thinking of.
Peaches and pomegranates and persimmons and.
Persimmons. Do you read Jane Austen? Is that?
You know, actually, no. It's funny. You think
because when I say persimmon, I'm just like, who says persimmon? I don't even know where persimmons are from.
Let me see if I'm right. It's a sweet fruit that looks kind of like a tomato, but it eats more like honey and dates and pumpkin vibes.
What?
And it's originally from East. So it looks like a tomato.
Okay.
It tastes kind of like honey, dates, pumpkin, kind of.
That's a weird
combo. That's what it says.
But do you bite into it? Like a apple? Or does it have a edible?
This one says it has a maple, apricot, vanilla flavor. So, there's two main types of persimmons, according to this. That's interesting. But you're right.
Where do they grow?
It says originally East Asia.
Okay. That is feeling familiar. Like maybe. I'm thinking from
theater wise. I don't want to sound like an idiot. Okay. Because I was thinking like in India, but then it also says they do, especially in the Himalayan regions, if chat is correct on this. But the origin, it says China thousands of years ago, then spread to Korea and Japan, and then India mainly grown in certain other regions, and in North India, not a traditional everyday fruit across all of India, but regionally known. I am glad that my inkling was correct.
That it was an Asian fruit?
I was thinking like India. So
it's Asian, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean like... I'm glad that I was
Northern Asia. Yeah.
I My mind is swirling with possibilities of all the ridiculous videos I can make if I just did it on my own channel without the
need. I think you now need to do a video about persimmons. I think it'd be good. But just twice a week. Twice a week on persimmons. Everything you wanted to know about persimmons.
Oh boy. Okay.
Oh boy. All right. Black and a half.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. Yes, this is Black and a Half, hosted by Silas Lindenstein and Samantha Rund.